Blog Talk Radio.
What spell is that?
You can't stop me. You cannot just open this computer.
Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. This is a radio show. Simulcast from many places, including iHeartRadio. And we got to welcome a new country into our radio fair in Brazil. Welcome for all those people in Brazil.
And Ireland.
That is very important as we expand it out. Okay, now, normally today we were going to have this young lady, singing sensation, Nettie, was coming on, and she gave me, before I had to do my business, she gave me some information that she had to go and do some things, so she's not coming on the show. But you know what? The show must go on. We do not cancel our show because of a guest. That we will never do. And that's the way it is, because we are professionals and we have a lot to say and a lot to do.
Always do.
And we will never, ever cancel a show. And if for whatever reason I can't go on, Scarlett will always go on. And we're working together as a team. And when we did the show,
as Queen would say, the show must go on.
Right. And also, what's great is that the fact that we always have a backup in the sense that if something happens here in the studio here, we have a number of ways of going back up, and we're actually working on one of them right now. So that's actually a pretty good thing. So you'll never stop us. Cancel culture will never succeed in stopping the truth. And that's the key there. So, you know, I believe Scarlett has a little story of a senator that really says if we don't follow them, we're obsolete.
Well, I read this off the Truth Group. So somebody posted about Debbie Stabenow. She's a senator in Washington, and they put up a, her on Marie Antoinette, her head on it. It's too funny. And she has made a comment that we are all peasants and that we should stop complaining about gas and just buy an electric car.
This is the mindset of the left.
What a woman, you know? She's great. Shoot.
You know, this is literally the mindset of the left. It's
I'm
really
a
bad news.
I'm no peasant.
No,
I'm a
I'll
person.
Tell you. No.
We are equal. She is not above me. Everybody in this country is equal. Okay? No one's up. No one's down. It don't work that way in life. Okay?
No.
Okay, money and power and status don't make a person.
No.
The inner, the good stuff, okay, generosity and kindness and integrity, that gives you the credibility. Content of character, she has no character.
No.
Okay?
I want to tell you, the last 3 weeks I've been working with various groups of various things, politically and other ways, and getting to know a lot of things. I was expanding my sphere of influence, so to speak. And, yes, I'm doing a little less of podcasts, but we continue the radio show and with the various and stuff like that. But it is a very big learning experience, and we're working pretty good at it. And so, you know, and you learn
about
it. You
know how much electric cars are? They're very expensive.
You're talking about
everybody
50, 60, 70, 80.
Everybody is busy struggling just to put food on the table and pay the bills because the landlords are just, you know, rip-off artists.
You know, there's
and,
a lot.
And gasoline's at $5 a gallon. And,
oh,
know,
here in Florida, it's five, in parts of Florida, it's $5 a gallon. But if you go out
Florida,
in the Midwest, it's $6 or $7
you know,
a gallon. If you're in California,
$8
has
gone up. Things are just out of hand. And people are just barely holding on. But I'm going to tell you one thing they can't steal from the people.
And what's
their,
that?
Their patriotism.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people.
They can make you poor. They can make you homeless. You can lose your job. You can be living on bits and pieces of bread and water. But they'll never take our patriotism. Never.
A lot of people.
Okay.
A lot of people. Especially the left, the Democrats / Communocrats, the Communist Socialists, whatever you want to call it, think we're stupid and we're not, and they're feeling it. And,
you know what? You know, how many people won the Revolution War? How many? I mean,
you know, less than 10% of the people actually fought the Revolutionary War.
I mean, you think about that. They're not going to change us. Okay? They're in La La Land. And they're going to lose. And they're going to go to jail. Nah, I like my tribunal idea. Hold them for Constitution traitor. And then that's it. And then bang, boom, find them guilty and send them outside and noose their head and hang them.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Well, I want to tell you, yesterday was primary day in a bunch of states.
Yes.
And there was a special election in Texas. Now, this was in Texas. This is how much the people in this country cannot stand Democrats. In fact, this is how much the Latinos, the Latino community, the Hispanic community cannot stand Democrats. For the first time in history, there's a district near the southern border in Texas that just became Republican. A Republican flipped a Democrat seat. Now, that makes it, there's less than 4 seats left to flip it.
That's right.
We expect to see between 50 and 100 seats go from Democrat to Republican, including most of the seats here in Florida. It is that important to do this.
You know what? Flipping it back to the Republican side, we have issues, okay? We have to make sure we get the best speaker who's a conservative constitutionalist. Infidel, okay? I'm sorry to say it, but that's the way it is. And you can't get
I believe
McConnell.
The best person.
Okay,
I believe...
the majority leader needs to be someone who will hold themselves to the Constitution. And there's only one person in that whole 100 people, or whatever they are.
Okay, I believe as far as the Speaker, there's several play people that are...
Should be Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Lauren Boebert is another one. Yeah. Matt Gaetz is another one. And Jim Jordan is another one. One of those.
They fear her.
Yeah. In the Senate, we believe in Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or something.
And you know what? You know what? Matt Gaetz should be the whip.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't trust Jim Jordan. I don't.
Well,
I think he's a lot of smoke and mirror bullshit. He's been there. How long has he been there?
Not long. Maybe about 8 years.
That he ain't did much. I'm sorry.
He's been around. He's been fighting. He's been doing pretty good. He's been fighting tooth and nail. He's out there in the forefront. No, he's out there
I want Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she's the best bet. Okay? And then they're going to go and they're going to hold their impeachment hearings on all of them and have them all arrested and have your tribunal. Bada bing, bada boom, found guilty, send them outside, noose them, and hang them. What they're doing to us is disgusting.
Now, the next president of the United States most likely is going to be Ron DeSantis. And here in Florida, we're not going to support any Republican candidate or school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or support mandatory masking of children.
You don't think Trump's going to run?
I think Trump is good. I think he probably be, if he runs, he's going to win the presidency in 2024 or sooner. But if he doesn't run, Ron DeSantis will be the next president. Either one of the two.
You know that.
Elon Musk leaning towards supporting Ron DeSantis in 2024. So that's a big thing.
Yeah, but you know who's going to run? Joe Biden.
Yeah, if he's still alive.
Sleepy Joe. How come Sleepy
He's got Alzheimer's or whatever, and he's, you know.
What happened to his wife?
They're walking away from us. Both Kamala and Biden, all their staffs are walking away from us.
Why is Kamala still VP?
Nobody knows. She's just a ghost.
Didn't she hit Jill Biden?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of person does that? Really? There's no respect there.
No.
Megyn
Kelly was on Newsmax. She's no longer involved with this. Megyn Kelly was in Newsmax, and she calls.
Okay.
She lamb-faced the Fox News. Putting on the trans kid story, irresponsible to air promote transgenderism and
she just wants a job. She's sucking up. That woman is not a conservative. Maybe a mother. Okay? It's the mommy language. But do you really think she's true?
I don't know.
You know? Let us stay home,
be a mother. Only five of the 50 Democrat senators support Biden.
She's upset because the record's back.
Yeah, prices skyrocketed 10.8%, highest ever recorded.
Hey, how did the market do today?
So-so. High school club asked students how they know they are heterosexual. This is called This is what we call indoctrination recruitment. Nobody's born gay. It's something. It's a choice. There's no such thing as a gay gene. It's a choice. It's usually
That's a very odd question.
So this is how they're trying to.
Brainwash. Why is that so pertinent to people?
Because they're trying to brainwash and destroy the family entity. This is what the left is going to do.
Did you know that? They use the rainbow colors to indoctrinate our little babies.
That's right.
That's screwed up.
Yep.
You know?
Now, this is something that broke yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to spend some time on this.
Okay.
Yesterday, you know, first of all, the Supreme Court will be coming down in the next few days on the Missouri case, which will overturn Roe v. Wade. That we already saw the opinion, the majority opinion came out a while back on a leak. We now know who did the leak, and that person may not be a Supreme Court justice when the next few days. No,
I was right.
It was Sotomayor, and her arrest is imminent.
Sotomayor did it?
According to
really?
Inside information from Chief Justice Roberts, the reason why he hasn't officially made the announcement is because they're going to arrest the Chief Justice.
That means that Biden gets to put in another putt?
No, because they're arresting him, too, as a conspiracy, along with
Roberts?
No, not Roberts. What they're going to do is, because it's a federal crime has been committed, they're going to arrest Sotomayor, and they're going to arrest the person that instructed Sotomayor to do it, which was Crybaby Chuck Schumer, and the president of the United States, Biden. That is what's going to be.
You got actual factual proof?
Yes, they got proof, and the warrants are coming down.
Oh, my God, but that means the slut will be the president.
No, she's being tied, too. This is a whole 9 yards. So we're waiting
okay,
for
how about Nancy Pelosi, the Alki?
Her husband was who did DUI.
Yeah.
Got off with nothing, and he hurt somebody, and he got off with nothing. But if anyone else
doesn't
did, it would be
doesn't he have a glass eye? I read he had a glass eye.
I don't know.
Okay, so the judge gave him a slap and say, have a good day?
Yeah,
they're
going to
be sued. They're going to be sued.
Yeah,
but don't
somebody
worry,
should
they'll
take
get a judge
away from
like
it.
Sarah Palin's judge and throw it out.
Yeah, you know, okay, now, yesterday, I said, we're going back to the abortion stuff.
Yeah.
In Florida, we have a law that goes into effect July 1st. And they cannot stop it because the Supreme Court is going to make sure that stays that way because they're ruling coming down in a few days. Now, what happened is it's called the heartbeat bill, really. It's 15 weeks, really.
Yes.
Not really a heartbeat bill, but it bans abortion for 15 weeks out.
You have the option if you don't want to terminate a pregnancy up to 15 weeks.
Right. Now, this synagogue. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know any Jew, rabbi, or anything else. And I've been endorsed by the Knesset when I ran for Congress. I've been endorsed by Rabbi Pauly and
right.
Rabbi Pauly and all that stuff. And everybody in Crown Heights and
the Rebbe in New York in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and Rebbe in New York and all that
Society.
Stuff. There was all that endorsed. I got the endorsement when I was running for Congress. I was running for the sheriff, I guess they all supported me on that. There is no such thing of a rabbi that supports killing life,
secular?
Killing babies.
Right. Because there is no Jew that would kill their child. And if
no.
they do, they're not true Jew.
Right. All exists reminiscent of the ovens in concentration
camps. That's right. You can go back to the Holocaust.
Right. And abortion is just another form of the Holocaust.
That's right.
There was a synagogue that challenged Florida abortion laws over religion. I knew who it was as soon as I read it before I even did it. We had Mr. Barry. See, I'm not calling him a rabbi because I don't believe he's a rabbi by any means.
I can't recognize him as a
rabbi, and I will never recognize
correct.
Him as a rabbi because
right.
of his hatred towards certain type of people,
bad
among
Jew.
Other things.
That.
The other thing is this guy here, we have him on the radio, so he can come on anytime. We had him on before. And yes. He had him on for 55 minutes, unlike certain people that would keep him on for 30. And we could have had him on for 2 hours if he had a two-hour show at the time.
He didn't like me.
If he wants to come on, he could gladly come on for 2 hours.
Anytime.
And we'll set it up. Anytime.
I'd love to hear him debate how it's a woman's right to kill their child.
Barry Silva is
a
rabbi. He's a lawyer,
he's a
by the way.
Where does he get off on this? How many
he
abortions
is a lawyer.
Do you think he's... Is he married?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He is a lawyer. He is an ultra-radical left-wing dingbat that goes back to many years. He is someone that is so in so much hate of America and America First mentality. He cannot stand Trump. Everything refers back to Trump.
Doesn't really matter. They all do it. Even Biden does it. They all do it.
And the thing is that this guy here, I would be ashamed to be in his congregation the way he's talking. This guy literally preaches murder.
So where did he file this case? Here in Broward or
what? In Nolla County in Central Florida, which I'm surprised.
So do you think he will
with the corrupt
get standing?
County, Broward County, who might have been
Do you think it'll get standing?
No. It's going to be eliminated anyway as soon as the Supreme comes down with
McDowell,
that ruling.
Roe versus Wade. And
that's
going to
eliminate that anyway. And
going to be vacated in the country. It's just going to go
back
down to the states.
Go back to
and
the
states will make their own laws, which it
right.
should have been to begin with.
Now, if Barry Silva wants to challenge me on the radio show,
he's
listening right now. Give us a call at 515-602-9657 or any of his fake supporters, because up until yesterday's podcast,
yeah.
I don't think this person actually knew who the hell Barry Silva was. I'm surprised that a certain radio commentator didn't go after him for his comment and his lawsuit against life, considering he's preaching right
doesn't
to life.
Matter.
This guy.
Doesn't
and,
matter.
And
doesn't
talking
matter.
About coming up in the next within the next week or two, we will have Abby Johnson on our radio show. We're in contact with Valerie, and we're working
what
with that.
Abby Johnson, what is Abby Johnson?
Abby Johnson is
engaging?
The one that her agent and I have been talking. But the thing is, Abby Johnson is the one that was part of Planned Parenthood. Saw live what abortion looks like, the shredding of a human being, literally, and decided to become pro-life. You're literally shredding that baby. Life begins, for all you idiots that don't know it, scientific fact, there is no dispute in it. Life begins at conception when the sperm hits the
something?
Egg, period.
They don't care. They don't care. They're Agenda 21. They don't care.
That's beside the point. It's called...
They care more about a fish than human beings.
Yeah, that's the left for you.
But actually, they don't even care about animals anymore because PETA's a lost cause.
No.
They don't care anything except...
Where is PETA? You know, where is PETA on these
things? Being told what to do. Okay? They're told the message, and they all have the same message. They don't think to themselves they're robotic.
Yeah, I know. You know, talking about...
That makes them happy. I don't know how,
you know what?
But
let's play this little thing, considering that this is a dedication of Barry Silva and all the far-left radical Looney Tunes and his so-called fake supporters. Yeah. So I'm going to play this song for them.
Go ahead.
Before we each night is done. This land will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. By the dawning of the sun, they'll take over the world. Their pinky and the brain, their pinky and the brain, their twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy work, they'll overthrow the earth. Their dinky, their pinky and the brain, 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 brain.
Hey,
that was excellent.
I'm going to tell you something. You know that we're going to be, I'm going to be with Danny and the Fish family and on Sunday the 26th. I just found out that if the Marlins are going to be doing South Florida Black Legacy Day with that. Jersey with special ticket package. We get jerseys. Florida Black Legacy jerseys.
You're going to see the Mets playing?
Yes. South Florida Black Jet Legacy presented J.P. Morgan, June 26th at 12:05 versus the Mets.
Cool.
We're gonna be sitting in row 8, section. I think he said section E or something like that. That's like four. That's right behind home plate, four rows in, basically.
Is M gonna be there?
Yes, the Queen will be there,
cool.
And a very special guest, and a bunch of other people.
Sounds awesome.
What's great about, I want to tell you a little bit about this Fish family stuff, this kind of a little bit of dedication to the late Dan Emmons. You know, he used to introduce me to the Queen and a bunch of us, and Danny and all that, and Fish family. And we got, and so we now set aside a couple of games a year, so dedicated to Dan, where he sits and everything else, and we get close to that, and we meet different people and stuff like that. So that's a pretty cool thing. So that's going to be good. The only thing bad about that area now is that it's going to be hard to get foul balls or anything like that because the netting. They put netting from first base all the way to third base. And it's because they're afraid of bats flying, among other things. Cause
why
there
would
bats
fly?
Because sometimes when you swing, it lets go in the hand and flies right into the stands. It happens several times. It once just missed us by a few seats. So it does happen. But it's really cool, and it's a good game. And Mets are in first place. The Marlins starting to pick up a little bit.
How many games ahead are they?
Mets have, a 5 or 6 point lead, over Atlanta.
Okay.
The Yankees, by the way, the Mets and the Yankees are the two best teams in baseball. The first time that's ever happened at this time.
That would be
very
cool if there's a Subway Series.
But the best team in baseball right now is the Mets, is the Yankees.
Hopefully nobody will get murdered on their way to the stadiums.
Yeah, I know. Now, the Stanley Cup playoffs start, the finals, the Stanley Cup finals start today. It's going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning. Trying to do a three-peat. They are the Stanley Cup champs. They're trying to do a three-peat. The last team that did the three-peat was the New York Islanders. So, back in the 80s.
Who's in the playoff?
It is Colorado Avalanche versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we're rooting for Tampa Bay here in Florida.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that on tonight?
Yeah, it's on. So that's a big thing. Now, one of the
things we got... Did anybody watch Greta's first show last night? I recorded it.
But we were a bit busy with a lot of things yesterday.
But Yahoo gave her a thumbs down. They didn't watch
it. Well, Yahoo's
it.
A left-wing thing. Most people in Yahoo have no mental capabilities of anything.
I love watching Newsmax. At least I have regained
Newsmax
my thought process in
Newsmax,
watching it.
Newsmax is
okay.
better than Fox. Fox became so left-wing, and the others are going out of business. Anyway, and we're treating, and there's a lot of different platforms now. Well, by the way, we
Who's
are
in social.
Who's
the guy that mimics, oh, I can't think of his
Greg
name.
Greg Kelly?
Oh,
Greg
yeah.
Kelly?
He's
Greg
great.
Kelly.
He's just awesome. He makes me
yeah,
roll.
Greg Kelly does. Greg Kelly's great. Greg Kelly used to be a Fox. Greg Kelly's father was a police commissioner, Commissioner Kelly, and and it just goes back. Remember what talk about Darren Aquino?
Yeah.
Greg Kelly's father was Aquino's boss, the Aquino family's boss at one time. It goes back.
Okay.
It goes back to them. It also goes back to Annie and Bobby and all
like
that. 30
years
team.
Ago.
Mm-hmm. It's going back.
Yeah, but Greg Kelly, great, hilarious. You know, he hits it right on the target. You know, everybody won last night. Got rid
everybody,
of the Rhino.
Everybody won except that Macy. But you know, Macy didn't do. But what we got rid of the big Rhino. One of the 10 people that voted to impeach Trump lost a seat yesterday. That's what happens, and he lost big by 25 percentage points.
People didn't like it.
People
you know,
are tired
those
of
nine people
that
are voting with that gun crap. They're all going to go too.
They're
going to
go too. Yeah, they're going to
go
too, those two. So, you know.
No, can't have people working for me that are anti. Either for me or against me. They're
Everyone that supported the idea that the election was stolen won yesterday.
Right.
Everyone that supported
it
the idea
stolen.
That the election was stolen. The American people know it's the truth. It was stolen, and now they're voting out the people that supported
the steal. I have a better question. What's
going
to happen with Sotomayor and all these little goony toonies going off to, where are they going to go?
If this goes out to play, they will end up being put in Gitmo. I would not want them anywhere else to try putting them somewhere in another disclosed place, the trees, and then take it from there.
Who's pulling
I
them
really
out?
Don't know.
Durham?
I don't know. This is a first. I don't know how it's going to proceed. But
nothing's
going to
happen. They're not going to do it because they're all, what's that word, pussies.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next few days.
We can't
so,
seem to get justice in this country because nobody wants to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for the people to step up.
And that's what they're doing.
I say the people arrest them.
Actually, under the Constitution, we could actually do that.
Okay,
it's
let's
basically
get a billion
says,
people
it says that,
and
it,
go
that's
to every
why we
place
have the Second Amendment.
And arrest them. Handcuff them and take
remember
them off
it was
the
Joyce,
jail.
Remember Joyce Coppin once said she got into trouble, but she was 100% correct, and
okay.
Mark Levin also verified it. If ballots don't work, bullets will. We, the people, have the right
to
take over the government
and
control.
And we go
tyranny.
And we arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's the way to be. I'm telling you, nobody's going to do their job. Is Trump back in?
No. Don't worry about it right now at this point. Things are working, getting to the point where people are doing it, and it's happening everywhere, including the school boards. The left is losing everywhere. The
how many school boards lost? How many idiots lost yesterday? Did we pick up anything?
Every progressive candidate lost yesterday big.
Even
in the Democratic primaries, every progressive Democrat lost yesterday.
Good.
All right.
So they're planning on doing something. Don't underestimate
these because we arrested almost every one of the election fraud people. the people that cheat and stuff like that, we have literally arrested already. Everyone that's involved with the
They're waiting to stuff the ballots. I'm telling you, they're
the drop boxes are being eliminated. The drop boxes are being eliminated.
Okay, what about all the ballots when you go to the poll to vote?
When you go to the ballot, okay, they are going to be verified.
And you put it in the machine or whatever crap.
It's not
going to
be machines anymore. It's going to be paper ballots. It's going to be done in person. No mail-in ballots unless you can prove that you cannot walk at all, and then you got to have certain verifications of it and do it. Then we got to make sure that there's no illegal activities of any kind. And by for all those who don't understand the law, if you are declared mentally incompetent in a courtroom, it is automatically on record, goes to a computer database, which goes to the supervisor of elections of an individual area. Once your ballot is put in there,
but the supervisor here in Broward is corrupt.
That person has already been taken into custody, and we got a new one in there. We are continuing to arrest all these people for fraud.
How about Palm County?
Everywhere. If they commit fraud, anyone, they will go to prison. If the case is doing
up,
they will be disqualified. What?
How are we going to know?
Because we have people in every place. We have hundreds of thousands. In the state of Florida alone, we have over a million law enforcement agencies that are ready to go on election. We have it all set up.
In every state.
In every state.
In every polling place.
Right. In California, we just arrested a whole bunch of people. And so there's a lot of different things going down. Wisconsin, another place we did. There's a lot of different areas. Arizona, a whole town that's run by the Democrats. We're all arrested, every one of them. We took care of it. This is what's happening around the country. And the left won't report it.
Did you see what Twitter did today to the girl who's running against Ilhan Omar? They wiped out her account.
Did you know that Twitter went out of business today, basically? The bottom line is going down tremendously.
No loss. I wouldn't even care if Facebook went out today. They just need
Facebook's in trouble. Both the
CEO.
Okay. Well, Zuckerberg's been indicted by a number of states. And the CEO resigned. So she's been indicted. So, you know. But you know,
company still owns
point,
the company.
The point is,
did you know Meta owns YouTube or Instagram or whatever?
Instagram. Okay. Well, Facebook and Instagram are the same company. If Facebook goes down, Instagram goes down. And same thing with
Cash App. No loss. Getar doing great.
Rumble.
Doing
great. True Social. If you want to listen to the radio show, you go to True Social and type in The Truth Is Out There radio show, and you click on the link to listen to our radio show anytime.
It's fine. I say Musk should tank the company.
What he's doing, and this just came out within the last hour, is that when he takes over Twitter, he is deleting every account. And then you got to come in.
And all the corrupt ones will not get backed in.
And you know, all you have to do is come back in and sign up and prove that you're not a robot or a bot. And then you'll be allowed in. There will be no more bots in there or no more fake accounts.
All the people that write mean things won't be allowed back in.
No, look, I don't care.
They're already noted and known.
No, I don't care if they write mean things. You know what? It's called the First Amendment. And it's called protected speech, so you can write all the mean things you want because we support Trump.
People get stalked in there and are beat up on and bullied.
That's different, but there is court orders for people that just aggravate stalking and stuff, and even though some lawyers and some courts don't follow up with it, it doesn't make a difference whether their credibility is already gone. They're credible. and their credibility
You're telling
gone.
Me Elon Musk is going to allow that?
If you can prove that, if you can get the court order, he will take it down. There's certain things that you don't cross, you know, because then you're looking at libel, slander, and things of that nature.
So you're saying freedom of speech covers scum?
Mm-hmm. It's called protective speech. You know, and that's okay.
I guess
you know,
then
look,
you need to sue these people.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. But the thing is, if you support Trump on his tweets, you got to support the bad guys with their tweets too. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, and
okay.
What's great, and like what Greg Kelly said, you know, it's fun to watch Trump's tweets because he's actually, he speaks street talk. He talks the way we all talk, and not being a one dull politician. So he actually talks the way he's supposed to talk, and it's a good thing. And he says the way, that's why everybody loves him, because he talks the way everybody else does, and he sounds like everybody else. And
it's
going to
be a faith in freedom.
Faith of Freedom on Friday. All right. He's going to be a Faith of Freedom on Friday evening, I believe, late afternoon, early evening in Tennessee.
Okay.
There may be some things down here beforehand. Can't get into that. Working
Did you
that.
Know that the courts and the banks are closed on Monday? It's called Juneteenth?
Juneteenth. That's the,
Juneteenth.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's
you know
crazy
what it
stuff.
Is?
It's about slavery.
It's about celebrating slavery.
You know, so,
I wouldn't
want to
celebrate slavery.
I think that if you're going to celebrate slavery, celebrate the Emancipation Proclamation, the free of slaves. And you know,
Jews are slaves too. There's slavery going on right now in Ukraine and Russia.
Right. You know how many? Okay. There are there are a lot of Christians and Jews that organization. They're actually raising funds to get people to get supplies over to the Jewish community in Ukraine and then transfer them over to evacuate them to Israel so they got a new beginning.
Well, you know, that woman, I forgot her name.
Yakov?
You know, and she was giving the elderly in Russia food and packages.
Yeah. No, Yakov's
in Ukraine.
No, her father passed away, but they continue to doing that, the Fellowship of Christians and
that
Jews.
That was her father? I thought that was her husband.
I think that was her father. I'm not really sure, but I've been working with them.
But she's continuing the mission.
Yeah.
If you've seen the commercial.
Yeah.
That's right. Good. That's a good soul.
And then, you know, there are other organizations out there with Operation Smile, helping with people with clefts. And stuff like that. That really do. These organizations, some of these charities are really, really good, and they're helping people out. You know.
That's right. It's important.
So you know that's really important. See, you know, life.
How did Twitter go out of business today?
They basically what happened is that the people. Kind of revolting, and until Twitter became kind of left, and if Elon Musk doesn't fulfill the deal that they had, it will tank the stock totally, it'll be out of business. This is what's going to save Twitter, is that they have to clean up the bots, the fake accounts.
They're not going to.
And if they don't do that, they're out of business because then
it's
Musk
easy.
Will not
fire.
You
just deactivate all the accounts and it's gone.
That's what he said. That's what Musk said this in the conference earlier.
But they don't want to do that.
If you don't do that, then you're going to end up going out of business because nobody's going to support it and you're going to be dead in a week or two.
I told you, he needs to take the business slowly and deactivate every account and let the people come back in and start from scratch.
Yeah.
No bots.
You know,
no bullshit.
You know whose birthday it was this week?
President Trump.
And it's Flag Day.
And it's Flag Day. And it was U.S. Armed Forces.
Yeah, it was his birthday, and my friend and co-worker, Marsha McNeil, and she's doing good.
And Sunday, what's Sunday?
Sunday is?
Father's Day. Well, every day is
yes.
Father's Day. Dads all over the world.
Except for one major problem, the left, the communists, the socialists.
For some reason,
they don't recognize
fathers and
mothers anymore. They don't even recognize their genders.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why they're going to lose every race.
Are being bashed.
Right. But you know what?
For one reason, I don't know.
One of the things, I was talking to a guy yesterday in one of our meetings, and we're talking about the hate that's in society today around the country and around the world. Yeah, well, everybody has a share in this, but mostly from the left. And you can see the difference. And the guy says, you know, I can see the difference between sides. He said when somebody on the conservative side or the right protests, they have a rally. They do their thing. They got signs. They got flags. They got music. It's a party atmosphere, love all over the place, similar to what the left used to do in the 60s. And then you got, in the 50s, 60s, and then you got the left. You got the riots, the burning of businesses, and beating people up.
From BLM, and
he said that the other one, and the thing is that the left, they said, always preach love, except we're the most hateful poop out there. They don't know how to love.
I say the left hits people more than I've ever seen before. They're very angry.
They just bombed two right-to-life areas.
Yes, I know. Where they do instead of an abortion, they do family counseling.
The very people that criticize that hate the right are the ones that actually are facing the churches in the community.
Why do they hate so much?
It's the way they were brought up. They hate this. They hate themselves. They hate the country.
Their mothers,
and hate everyone else.
Mothers instilled hate in them?
I don't think so. I think it's done by the people they associate with. That's why if you ever want to go into recovery and get healthy in life, you always get rid of the toxic people and change the environment. It's the best way to go.
Okay.
You know?
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, if you move away from hate and start moving towards love, things may change around.
Why do they hate so much?
The way they do it. Maybe they're jealous of people that are successful.
What is their gripe?
I have no idea. Sometimes people believe that you and I are their possessions. No, like a computer,
nobody be
a car.
Owning me. Nobody.
You know, they are possessions.
I'm a free person.
You're not going to get that person. No way. That's a possession talk. The point is, it's not about getting
anything. Don't even care
anything.
About the person. Don't even care about the person. It's an object.
The way it's set up, the way a person, yeah, it's like an object. It's not a human being anymore,
people,
the way it's set up.
People have to stand up for themselves.
It's very hard for a person to stand up for
themselves.
It's very hard for a person to stand up for oneself when you have 25 plus years of bullying, indoctrination, and screwing around and holding people down by people that doesn't really give a rat's ass about someone. That's not love.
Well,
that's hate.
Yep,
and that's what that is. You cannot dictate to a person about I'm control of you and you can't do anything but that, because if you do, I'm going to take you and destroy you, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That is what they tend to do, and when they have that type of, that's the real bully.
And they promote hate.
And they promote hate. And the thing
the
is, that's
hate.
Not how,
And they all hate. It's a group of hate.
Now, with me, I would turn that around.
I'm very happy-go-lucky.
I
am blessed.
I would turn that around. I would turn that around and say, you know what? You're a beautiful young lady. You got so much stuff out there. You're intelligent. You're talented. You're special. You got skill sets to be on top of the world. Why not? What do you got to lose?
Because I don't want you to be great. I want you to be in shit.
That's what the bully does, tells you one. But I, on the opposite end, this is the contrast between a bully and a indoctrinated recruiter jerk versus someone that wants and cares and loves the person. Look, when you really love a person, you always want that person to be the best there is, to be happy, be successful, to grow, to fulfill
good,
the passions, to meet new people. One of the things I like, one of the things I love about the Queen is the fact that she's never negative. She's always uplifting, positive. She's always on the challenge.
Yes.
Same thing with this young lady out in Austin, Texas that I'm friends with. She also is someone who is now out there, and she is competitive in nature and doing things. And, she's a young little girl, but she's out there. She's doing her thing. Same thing with the people that I work with all over, either in Mesa or Oshkosh or any other place that we tied in together with. It's a friendly place. Everybody is uplifting, and we have all kinds of contacts and stuff like that. But the idea is that we're always positive. There's no negative out there, and we don't want to have any negatives. Now, if you care about someone, you try and get that person that you care about away from all these negatives, these mental health bullcraps, and concentrate on being with people that will take them by the bootstrap and put them on top of the mountaintop so they can become successful and not keep going in circles around and saying, well, looking over the shoulder, when's the next time I get busted for DUI or something like that? So the point is, you have an opportunity to go to the left fork and stay the same, or to the right fork and get better in life. Go where you're going to succeed in life, where you have people that's going to move you up the ladder of success. Stay away from the poison and watch how things change. Sometimes it's best to leave something that you have for 25 years and start focusing on the new and see where you get where you can get better acquainted with things. Life is always going to be different if you make the right moves. And if you go and meet people who are successful, that's how you're going to have and enjoy a life. And you're not going to have these downfalls all the time because you're meeting people that are positive in nature.
That's because you're living in a loop and it didn't get better. So why not
you're
try
not going to
new?
until you get off that merry-go-round.
Right.
And the only way you're going to get off that merry-go-round is you drop everyone out, including a raving lunatic of 25 years. It's the only way you're going to survive.
Yeah.
And there's no robots here. There's no domination here. You're not going to, you go out, nobody's going to check up on you every 2 seconds. You're on your own because the only way you're going to learn is if you fall on your face on your own. But they're always going to be there to pick you up in case you need help. Because nobody gives up on you. But that's what real friends are for.
And you're not owned.
Right. You are the one. You own your own. It's your body. It's your soul. It's your mind and your heart. Do not let others dictate other things for you. That is what's bad about
it. Do we have a guest on
this.
The 20th?
We have come. We are working with Abby Johnson. I'm not sure if we're going to have it on the 22nd or
what
the 26th.
What are we going to do, a special show to fathers?
Yes, actually, what I want to do is to do a show special for fathers, considering that the left hate fathers and mothers because
and white people.
They don't believe in male and female.
And white people.
And white people.
And Jews.
And everybody under the sun. Actually, it depends. So
and pregnancy.
Yeah, they hate, you know. Again, I'm going to say, you know, here's an open challenge to Barry Silva. If you really want to defend murdering kids, you can come on the show anytime. We'll set it up. We'll even do a special
show.
And we'll do 2 hours. And you can tell our listeners from around the world.
I want to know if he's ever watched
murdering
it.
Children.
Has he ever watched it?
I don't know. Excuse me? I don't know.
See,
a woman's
uterus get carved up.
Look,
I want to know if he enjoyed it.
There's a lot of movies out there that Unplanned is a good one. There's a movie called Unplanned. We're going to be talking about that with Abby Johnson, among other things.
Okay.
But there's a thing, you know.
Is that her
be
cinema?
Out there. Yeah.
Or it's...
No, it's
is that hers?
Yep. So,
okay.
You know, we'll be talking
sounds
about
great.
That. Anyway, we got a little bit of time left. We got 4 minutes. And, you know, it's been a great show. Again,
it didn't
we do
rain
not,
today.
No. Again, we do not
and
cancel
you know
shows
what else?
Because of a guest.
We're getting better.
Mm-hmm. We both have very bad coughs.
We were really sick.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. If anybody gets really, really, really sick,
Halls Relief.
And you don't like that sugar thing, Halls Relief, sugar-free citrus blend. Excellent. No honey. Honey bad for you. And you drink caffeinated tea, and you have soup. Chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah, that's great
excellent.
Soup.
Excellent. For a cold. Trust
for
me.
Anything. It will open up your nostrils.
Oh, my God, yes. It just, you know, it's good.
So anyway, we're getting better. Yeah,
so
I want to make sure everybody
that,
knows.
Except for all the raving lunatics who hate us. But
that's okay. You know what?
You know, they were saying we'd die, but that's never going to happen.
We are America. We are America first.
We are the truth.
We are MAGA.
They
we are ultra MAGA. And we are deplorables.
But,
and we are the truth. And
that's right.
That's the key.
And we exist. And if somebody has a problem with that,
Again, I want to thank our new listeners out of Brazil and Ireland. I want to thank everybody that's on iHeart and other 350 other radio stations that will watch that are listening to us. I want to thank you again.
Rabbi Barry! I'm not even going to call him a rabbi because no rabbi.
Come on, I know.
Grow some balls. Come on.
No rabbi
show.
I know
You're
wants
invited.
To kill life.
We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Talk to me, Rabbi.
That's right.
Anyway, this is Scarlett.
Telling everybody, have a great week. Excellent. We'll be back on Father's Day, which is Sunday, the 20th.
Yes.
The 20th at 7 p.m. And I want to wish everybody a great week. And God bless you and God bless America. And take care, Joe. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every